Hi, my name is Saeed Nursalehi. I'm a program manager working on Team Foundation Server and Visual Studio Online. In this video, I'm going to show you some new features when working with Git repos on Team Foundation Server 2015. And these same features are also available on Visual Studio Online. In this video, we'll walk through how to explore the contents of your repo in the web, how to work with topic branches using Visual Studio and in the web, using pull requests to make changes safely to the master branch, and then understanding the history of a branch. All right, let's take a look. So we have a repo here that I've already created on Team Foundation Server, on my local server, and we'll just browse around and take a look. I'm in the Explorer hub of this repo, and I can look around and see all the folders and files. I can look at the contents of a file, and if I want to, I can even make edits to the file directly here in the web. That's great if you want to make some quick changes and don't need a compiler. But let's go ahead and use Visual Studio to make a bigger change. So I'm going to open up Visual Studio, and the first thing I'm going to do is connect to my server. I've already set it up, and I've got my repo, my team project configured. So I'll connect to that, and I'll go ahead and clone my repo. Great, I'm connected to my repo, and in my repo there's a solution. So I'll open that up. And just like that, I've cloned the repo, I've opened the solution, and I can go ahead and make changes. And all the same contents are here. So now what I want to do is I want to make a change to some code and push it up to my repo on the server. The first thing I'm going to do is go to the branches page and create a new branch for myself. And I'm working with a user named Risa. So I'll make a branch for her named Risa slash, you know, some new feature. And create it off of master. We'll check it out. And since that branch is now ready, I can go ahead and make any changes I want. We'll go into the controller here. And, you know, I'll add some new feature. And oops, it doesn't compile. So this is intentional. I'm going to go ahead and I save that. In Team Explorer, I'll switch over to the changes page, and I can see the changes that this file that I modified. I'll go ahead and commit this. So commit the change, go to the sync page, and I can publish my branch. And what that did is it pushed this branch up to the server. And so now I can go back to Team Foundation Server and take a look and see that Rice's new branch is now here. And if I browse to the file that I just modified, there are my changes. Okay, so let's say I thought that my feature was ready and I wanted to create a pull request. So what I want to do here is I want to get these changes into master. And the way to do that is to create a pull request from this branch into master. You can see the diff of the changes that have been made. I'll create that pull request. Now you can see some new features here. First off, because of the way that I've configured the policies on this repo, a particular reviewer was added as a required reviewer for these changes. It also kicked off a build, and of course you can see that the build failed because I had a compiler error. I can go look at the build errors, and you see that there's, you know, just syntax errors because I had left some code unfinished. So I'll go back, and what I'll do is I'll go back into Visual Studio, go ahead and fix this, save it, and go to the changes page and commit. Go back to the sync page and push those changes. And I'll go back to my pull request, and you see it's already detected that there was a change. It is building the new changes, and this time the build succeeded. Now, I still can't complete the pull request because I need a reviewer. And I've got another browser here logged in on this other user, Jamal. Jamal goes to the pull request page and looks at pull requests assigned to him, and there's this pull request sitting here. So Jamal takes a look at the changes, sees the diff. You can leave some comments and go ahead and approve the review. Back on Risa's browser, you can see that now she's got all the policies are green, everything's ready to go, we complete the pull request. Now, I was working in a topic branch, which is no longer necessary, so now I can delete the source branch, and that's been deleted. Let's go take a look at the changes now in master. So you can see I'm on the master branch, and the changes that I made have now been merged in. And let's take a look at the history. If you look in the branch updates now for master, you can see that there was this new change that was just made to master via a pull request. And I'll expand on that, and there were two commits that went into this merge, as well as I have a link here to the pull request if I want to go back and look at all the changes that were made. All right, that was a quick look at how to use Visual Studio and Team Foundation Server to work with branches and how to work with policies to manage the quality of your branches. There's a whole lot more information, and here's some resources for you to read up on. My name is Saeed, and thanks for watching.